Psalm 115. Are you there in verse 14? Let's read together. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. The Lord shall increase you. I want you to note how the Bible put it. So this is futuristic. Hallelujah. Meaning it has not happened yet. The Lord shall, it's a mandate, but it speaks of future. Shall, it's to happen. Praise the Lord. He didn't say the Lord hath increased you. He said the Lord shall increase you. Praise the Lord. And that is why we need to pray. Praise the Lord. That God will release that anointing of increase upon your life, upon the works of your hand, and that God will open your eyes to see the hidden riches of secret places in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So our prophetic word for the year 2020 is a year of thriving. And we know what Haggai 2 verse 19 says. Haggai 2 19. Quickly read it. Because we read the scriptures and then we're going to pray. Is the seed still in the barn? As to the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree, they have not produced. Yet, from this day on, I will bless you. Hallelujah. From this day on, I will bless you. In other words, where you were just surviving before, in an area in your life, now you will start thriving in that area. Amen. That areas of stagnation or minimal achievement or accomplishment will begin to give way to supernatural increase and great achievement in your life. Praise the Lord. Psalm 71 and verse 21 says, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. God will comfort you on every side this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Note that our God is a God of increase. How many of you believe that? God is a God of increase. Whatever God is involved in, whatever God has created, already in it has the capacity to increase. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Are you created by God? Are you God's children? So the capacity to increase is already on the inside of you. You will thrive. So we are called by God in Christ to thrive. Note also that when the Lord gives a prophetic word of promise like he has given us in this year, that word is meant to empower you, the hearer, to prosper beyond your present state. Hallelujah. So it is a word that has been sent forth from God to cause you to prosper, to progress, to thrive beyond your present state. Can I hear an amen? God. And I believe that God is about to open new doors to establish that increase in areas of your life. How many people are really ready for new supernatural open doors? We're talking about supernatural increase. You see, supernatural increase is not so much about what you do yourself. You just do what you can do, and then God will bring the multiplication. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I believe that God will open supernatural doors for some people here. That word will bring increase into your life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Are we ready to pray? Now lift up your two hands and thank the Lord for the opportunity. Thank the Lord. When God brings his word, it's a prophetic word. Paul said unto Timothy, war a good warfare with the prophecy that was spoken over your life. So thank the Lord for it. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank him for that word. Thank him for that word. The Bible says he sent forth his word. His word, he led them and delivered them from destruction. You will not be destroyed this year. Destruction will never locate you. It won't locate your business. It will not locate your life. It won't locate your marriage. It won't locate your health. It won't locate your children. It's not your portion. Because we have positioned ourselves by praying to ensure that that word is made manifest in our lives. So thank the Lord for it. 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 Thank God for his word that has come forth to cause you to become greater than your present state. To be greater in size, in number, in degree, in capacity, in capability. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. Thank God for the gift of today. Thank him for the gift of life. That you are here today. You are in the right place. Thank the Lord that his spirit led you into this house of God this morning. To prepare you and position you for supernatural increase. Thank the Lord for it. Thank him for his insurance policy over your life that did not expire last night. That's why you are here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of life, the gift of today. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of the present, the gift of the future. We thank you for your word that has come forth unto us today. In Jesus' mighty name, I want you right now to begin to employ the resources that God has given unto you, because we are going to pray. Ask the Spirit of God and say, Holy Spirit, fill me with yourself as I'm about to pray. I want to be a prayer success today and not a prayer failure. Fill me, empower me. Empower me to pray and to break through in prayer today. Empower me. Grant that my praying will be intense. My praying will be powerful. My praying will be deep. My praying will be victorious. Holy Spirit, without you, I can do nothing. So I need you to empower me to pray today. Let me pray with the intensity of my heart, with the fervency of my spirit, not from my head, but from my spirit. And as for the blood of Jesus, as for the blood of Jesus, right now, claim the blood over your body, soul, and spirit. The Bible says a kingdom that is divided against itself, it cannot stand. So your spirit, soul, and body must be in unison. They must be in agreement right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As that the blood of Jesus will also cleanse you from all unrighteousness that any sin has brought into your life that will cause a hindrance to your prayer right now in the name of Jesus. And if you have a sin in your life, confess it right now before God and receive forgiveness so that your prayers will not be hindered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood has been made available to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse everyone. Cleanse me and cleanse everyone under the sound of my voice right now from any form of unrighteousness that could hinder our prayers from being answered today in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your mercy, that your mercy will prevail over judgment concerning us as we stand before your presence, before the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in this time of need as we gather to pray and to intercede in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive forgiveness. We receive your mercy right now into our lives and into our situation in the name of Jesus. As for the anointing for supernatural increase right now, begin to ask the Lord for that anointing, an anointing for supernatural increase. God does not bring about a turnaround or a change without his anointing being employed and engaged. Ask for the anointing for supernatural increase. Let it be released to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to ask the Lord for that anointing right now. Ask the Lord for that anointing. Ask the Lord for the anointing. Ask the Lord for the anointing. As we're about to pray, ask the Lord for the anointing. Ask the Lord for that anointing right now. Father, release your anointing upon us. Release that anointing upon us. Release the anointing. The anointing to pray and to breakthrough. The anointing for supernatural increase. Father, release it, O God, upon us in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. You are going to terminate every stagnation in your life by that anointing. Every stagnation in your family, in your academics, in your business, in your career, in your ministry, in the work of your hands, in your witnessing for soul and your service in the kingdom of God. The stagnation must take his leave of you today in the name of Jesus. For a man or woman that will thrive, starvation cannot be around you. Praise the Lord. In fact, stagnation is contrary to thriving. Amen. And that's why we are coming against this stagnation. My Father, answer me by fire. In the name of your Son, Jesus, I terminate every stagnation in my life by the anointing. Every stagnation in my family, in my academics, my business, my career, my ministry, my service in the kingdom of God be terminated now by the anointing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth now and begin to command its termination. You are a child of God, and the authority has been given unto us to tread upon scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Beloved, exercise that authority. Open your mouth and command. Open your mouth and command. A short mouth is a closed destiny. Your destiny cannot be closed, even not at your own instance. In this year 2020, something has to give. Something must change. Open your mouth right now. Open your mouth. Deliver yourself. Deliver yourself right now. God is here. His anointing is present. Make use of the anointing and command every stagnation to be terminated in the name of the Lord Jesus. From today, no more stagnation. This is my year of thriving. I cannot be stagnated in my career. I cannot be stagnated in my academics. I must not be stagnated in my relationship. I must not be stagnated in my business. My business has to prosper. My business must increase. I must experience progress. Therefore, every stagnation by any evil force, today in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, get out of my life, get out of my career, get out of my academics, get out of my business, get out of my family, get out of the work of my hands, get out of my kingdom service, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you right now, go, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You spirit of stagnation, I come against you in the name that is exalted above every name. I pull down your strongholds. I render you powerless and ineffective against the life of every man and every woman under the sound of my voice. I command you right now to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. I command your hindrance to be loose right now and to be set on fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your works to be consumed, totally destroyed, out of their lives, out of their careers, out of their bodies, out of their academics. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lose their business and let it go. Lose their business and let it thrive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you stagnation. Lose their businesses. Let it thrive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the anointing, we command your yoke destroyed. We command your yokes destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, pray. Command them. Exercise your authority today. Whether they like it or not, they must let you go. They can no longer resist the word, prophetic word of promise for your life. Yes, this year you will thrive. This year you are meant to thrive. Every stagnation, disappear without trace. Disappear out of this church. Disappear out of this ministry. Disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Let the fire of God consume every foundation of obstacles to my financial progress and my financial increase. In the name of Jesus, the obstacles must go. Speak to that mountain. Speak to that mountain of hindrance and command it right now to be removed and to be cast yonder in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I refuse to be restricted. I refuse to be contained by the works of the enemy. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. Who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. I establish my liberty to increase right now in the name of Jesus. I establish my liberty in Christ to increase, to progress right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I can no longer be refused of that which Jesus shed his blood to give to me. I can no longer be refused in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Financially, I must progress. Financially, I must increase. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the fire of God consume you in your foundations. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every foundation that is not laid by Jesus Christ, forcing itself to find expression in my life, I command you right now to be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. I can see some of you just hanging around. You are not really praying. If you truly believe in prayer, then you better pray. You better pray. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Authority has been given unto us to declare and to decree, to command and to call forth and to bring forth in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, any evil covenant I have knowingly or unknowingly entered into or entered into on my behalf that is working contrary to increase and progress in my life, in Jesus' name, today, right now, I release myself by the blood of Jesus and by the divine word of God for my freedom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, turn it to prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Let every evil covenant entered into by anybody on your behalf or by yourself, knowingly or unknowingly. Father, release your people. Release them from every contrary manifestations as a result of those covenants. For who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Today, I decree your liberty right now from the consequence of such covenants. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I release you now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by the divine word of God that guarantees your liberty in Christ. I release you from their consequences. I release you from their manifestations. In the name of Jesus, I command your release from their machinations. I command your release from their manipulations. I command your release from their maneuverings, schemings, interjections into your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare your freedom. I declare your freedom right now by the divine word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I ask in the name of your Son Jesus that you will raise a voice for me that will create a demand for my giftings and bring me out of a surviving status to a thriving status in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn it to your prayer and ask God to raise a voice for you in places where you are voiceless, that God will raise a voice for you that will create a demand for your giftings, your abilities, your capabilities. In places you cannot ordinarily enter into. In places where your voice does not count. Let God raise a voice for you there that will translate you to a thriving status. No longer surviving, but thriving status. In the mighty name of Jesus, you need to enter into that thriving status. It is a status of supernatural increase. Father, raise a voice for your people. By your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus, raise a voice, oh God, that will create a demand, Father, for our giftings, our capabilities, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, move us to a thriving status. Raise a voice for us that will speak ahead of us, oh God, in places that will matter to our thriving status, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Move us, oh God, from a surviving mode to a thriving status, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, give us a token of this good in this month of January, the first month of this year 2020, the first month of this decade. Lord, give us a token for the good in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Oh Lord, release your ministering angels to go ahead of me today and prepare the hearts of men and women for my favor. Okay, turn it to your prayer. Turn it to your prayer. That God will release his ministering angels on your behalf to go ahead of you and prepare the hearts of men for your supernatural increase. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Makata yaboshete. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. If God is going to move you to a thriving status, between you and that status, there is a man or a woman that God will use. Let God, through his angels, begin to minister to them wherever they are right now and put you in their hearts. Let God put you in their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Makataya. As God put Elijah in the heart of that widow of Zarephath, increase burst forth. Oh Lord, release your ministering angels. You have sent your ministering angels to minister to the heirs of salvation. Let them begin to minister as they go ahead of me today to prepare the hearts of men and women for my supernatural increase. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. In Isaiah 48 and verse 17, the Bible says, I am the Lord God, your Father, who teacheth your hand to profit and leadeth you in the way that you should go. I am the Lord God, your Father. Is God your Father in this place? Is God your Father? He said, if I'm your Father, then I will teach you how to profit. Hallelujah. If I'm your Father, I will lead you which way you should go this year. Praise the Lord. And when God leads you, you will not make a wrong investment. Glory be to Jesus. When God leads you, you will not get involved in a business that will fail. Ah. When God leads you, he will not lead you to associate with people that are failures and not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are going to pray, oh Lord, show me the business, trade, job, or work you have already blessed for me to enter into this season. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let God show you. If God does not show you, you can't see. You need divine illumination. Father, give me a divine illumination concerning the business, trade, job, or work that you have already blessed for me to enter into in this season. Begin to pray that God will grant you that divine illumination so that you will not enter into where you shouldn't enter into. You will not invest in what you should not invest in. You will not walk in a place that is going to close down next month. You will not enter a trade that will not yield profits to you. Hey, Father! My supernatural increase depends, oh God, on you showing me. It depends on divine illumination. Show me, oh God. You said in your word that you will lead me in the way that I should go, that you will teach my hand to profit. Lead me, oh God, to a profitable venture. Lead me, oh God, to a profitable venture. A venture that will bring about my supernatural increase, financial increase, material increase, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, pray this prayer. Silver is his. Gold is his. Everything belongs to him. The earth and his fullness belong to the Lord. And he's your father. Therefore, we cannot be denied. We cannot be denied. Pray that the Lord will show you. This is my season of supernatural increase. I must see where I will prosper. Show me the hidden riches of secret places. Show me what others can see, so I can do what others cannot do and have what others cannot have. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your two hands. Hallelujah. Father, by the anointed word of God, I command supernatural open doors of increase over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I command a supernatural open doors right now over your business, over your career, over your academics, over your marriage destiny. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command every demonic embargo on your financial, spiritual and material increase. I command that embargo right now. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. By the power in the name of Jesus. I command every plan of the enemy against your prosperity, the prosperity of this church. I command that plan now to turn around for your good. Turn around for the good. Turn around for the good. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that this month you will have favor. Favor with all men. Favor with government officials. favor with private institutions. Favor in your going out. Favor in your coming in. Favor and goodwill from all men. That is needed for your supernatural increase. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I shut the door to losses. I shut the door against losses. Against wastage. Against parasites. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will not lose this month. Losses will not come near you this month. Wasters will not locate you this month. Parasites will not find you this month. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Begin to praise God. According to Psalm 67 and verse 6, the Bible says, when we praise the Lord, the earth will yield its increase. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to praise the Lord right now. Praise God. Begin to praise Him with the fruit of your lips. Praise Him. Praise Him as He has already done it. Praise Him for the increase that He has brought into your life. Praise Him for the doors that He has opened unto you. Praise Him that in those places that you were not thriving before, now you are thriving. Praise Him that He has moved you from a surviving status to a thriving status. Begin to praise the Lord. He is the I am that I am. Whatsoever you need me be, I am. Whatsoever you need me be, I am to you. If you need me to be your increase, I am your increase this month. Begin right now. Praise Him for your increase. Praise Him for your increase. Praise Him for your increase. Increase in every area of your life. Begin to bless His name and praise Him for it. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give Him all the praise. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the praise. Emi o ma yin, emi o ma gbe oga. Emi o ma yin, emi o ma gbe oga. Ewo shatileyin mi, emi o ma gbe, emi o ma, emi o ma yin. Christy, emi o ma gbe oga. Emi o ma yin, emi o ma gbe oga. Iwo sha ma shatileyin mi, emi o ma gbe o. Emi o ma yin. Emi o ma gbe oga. Emi o ma yin. Alagbara emi o ma gbe oga. Iwo sha ma shatileyin mi baba. Emi o ma,
emi o ma yo.
Bibi gbogbo,
emi o ma gbe oga.
Lojo gbogbo,
emi o ma yo.
Oluwa,
emi o ma gbe oga.
Iwo sha ma shatileyin mi. Emi o ma gbe oga.
Emi o ma,
emi o ma yo.
Christi,
emi o ma gbe oga.
Ninu aye mi o.
Emi o ma yo.
Mo gbe oga.
Emi o ma gbe oga.
E seun. Emi o ma gbe oga. Iwo sha ma shatileyin mi. Emi o ma gbe oga. Iwo sha ma shatileyin mi. Emi o ma gbe oga.
I prophesy to you that this month the Lord will have your back. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will speak into the hearts of people to bless you because of your supernatural increase. I prophesy over your life that you will enter into a supernatural increase. Supernatural open doors. You will experience it in this month. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will favor you. You will have the favor of all men. The goodwill of men shall be delivered unto you. God will raise men and women that will speak ahead of you for mercy and for favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare an open door for you. For a new job. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God will put you in the heart of people. Men and women. They will stand with you. They will stand for you. They will stand with you. They will stand for you. They will speak for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you lay your hands to do, it shall prosper. The anointing for prosperity is released in your direction. Receive it now. Receive it now. From today, you walk in prosperity. From today, you walk in supernatural increase. Doors will open unto you of their own accord. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mercy of God will locate you. The mercy of God will locate you. The favor of God will be round about you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This year, every word, message, teachings that you have been receiving, they will prosper in your life this year. I said they will prosper in your life this year. In the name of Jesus. Every seed that you sow, whether it is financial, whether it is spiritual, whether it's material, every seed that you sow, I declare it blessed. I declare it sanctified. It shall bring you multiple harvests. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody is receiving a divine compensation. I don't know who you are, but the Lord said there is a divine compensation for someone. I don't know who that person is, but whoever you are, God says the time to compensate you has come. Hallelujah. Receive divine compensation. Receive divine compensation. Receive divine compensation. It will translate to increase for you. It will translate to increase for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and bless the name of the Lord. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. The Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly. Above what you think or imagine. He's able to do much more. He's a God that exceeds expectations. Just believe him. Thank him. Agree with it. And you will birth increase in your life. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Holy Spirit, move upon every life right now. Move upon every life. Do that which only you can do to turn their lives towards that supernatural increase and let it begin to manifest because of your presence in their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord. Olorun leje Oluwa.